From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the coup in Burkina Faso comes to an end. The coup leader has apologized to the country and says he plans to hand over power to a civilian government. In a statement Monday, General Gilbert Diendéré said he will step down as the country's de facto leader. At the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States, the regional group is holding an emergency summit in Nigeria's capital Tuesday to discuss the situation. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday significant progress has been made in the UN's long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said he reported to the IAEA's board about his trip to Iran that included visiting the Parchin military site that has been a key focus of the investigation. Pope Francis Monday visited the Cuban city of Holguín. It was the second stop on a tour of the island nation. It came a day after the Pope met with Fidel and Raúl Castro, the brothers who have ruled Cuba since 1959. The Pope next visits several other cities before flying Tuesday to the United States. The United States is reportedly considering abstaining from a potential UN General Assembly vote calling for an end to a long-standing trade embargo against Cuba. President Barack Obama publicly urged the U.S. Congress to lift the U.S. embargo on Cuba, but lawmakers in the Republican-led Congress have taken no major steps to do that. The Associated Press reports the U.S. will consider abstaining from voting against a U.N. resolution on ending the embargo if the text is different from previous versions. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice warned China on Monday that China-sponsored cyber espionage is a major stumbling block to U.S.-China relations. Speaking in Washington, she said such spying must stop. The comments come just 3 days ahead of a state visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping. Europe is giving an overall thumbs up to the electoral victory of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. Lisa Bryant reports.
In tweets, statements, and interviews, European Union leaders and top officials have largely endorsed Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras's win on Sunday. Eurogroup head Jeroen Dijsselbloem said he is looking forward to moving ahead with Greek reforms under a new bailout deal. French President François Hollande said the win marked a significant success for Tsipras. With 35.5% of the votes, Tsipras' win is commanding, but not overwhelming. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is urging the 28-nation bloc to quit quarreling over how to relocate thousands of asylum seekers. Luxembourg Foreign Minister Jean Asselborn met Monday with leaders from Eastern Europe, but was unable to reach an agreement.
It was not today the day to find solutions. That will be the case tomorrow. I think that we understood each other.
EU Justice and Interior Ministers are to meet Tuesday. EU leaders will hold a summit on Wednesday. European Parliament President Martin Schulz said he fears the EU summit will end in discord. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate the action of their country's armed forces in and around Syria to prevent an unintended military confrontation. They met Monday at the Russian presidential residence in Novoogaryovo outside Moscow. Netanyahu said the talks were conducted in an atmosphere of mutual respect. A suicide car bomb has exploded near Somalia's presidential palace in the capital Mogadishu. At least 7 people are dead, 21 wounded in today's blast. At least 54 people were reported killed in explosions suspected to be the work of Boko Haram militants late Sunday in northern Nigeria. A military official says 95 people were wounded. Witnesses say 4 blasts hit crowded parts of the city of Maiduguri. Prospects for a UN-sponsored power-sharing agreement in Libya dimmed Monday as heavy fighting erupted in the city of Benghazi. 2 rival governments are vying for control of that country. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.